Welcome to the Resilient Mind Podcast. In this episode, you will be listening to Break the Habit of Being Yourself and Achieve Your Goals with John Assaraf. Get access to the Resilient Mind Journal by clicking the link in the show notes. Enjoy.
Now, your implicit beliefs are what? Underneath your talking with your friends and telling people what you believe on the surface, your implicit beliefs are underneath the surface. They are what you think about in secret. They're what you think about is true about yourself. Like, am I smart enough? Am I good enough? Do I deserve success? Do I really know what to do? Can I really do this? What if I fail? What if I try my hardest and I fail? Well, all of these implicit underlying beliefs cause a couple of things to happen. Number one, if you don't really have the beliefs or the anchor implicit beliefs, you'll start to have doubts about yourself. You'll have doubts of whether it's possible to do. You'll have doubts in your abilities. You'll start to question whether you're doing the right things, whether you're smart enough or good enough. And so what you've got to understand is beliefs and habits go hand in hand, because beliefs drive the perceptions and the behaviors called habits. So beliefs are a fundamental component of what you must change in order to match up with the goals that you have. See, if you have a goal, let's say, of making $100,000 a year, but you have a belief that you're not smart enough, you'll never make $100,000 a year. If you have a belief that you don't deserve success, or if you have a belief that the harder you try, the harder it is, then you're going to have opposing goals and opposing beliefs. So let's say, for all of you people who like the law of attraction, let's say you have a goal of making $100,000. And you can fill in whatever number you want. If your goal is to make $100,000, but your belief is that you only deserve to make $50,000, you're going to be out of sync or out of vibration. So if your goal is $100,000 and that's an X-type vibration, and your belief is a $50,000 belief and that's a Y-type vibration, you're going to be out of vibration. Or you're going to have what's known as a chaotic vibration. And they'll basically cancel each other out. Or you'll do a little bit of hard work, and then you'll sabotage your success. Or you'll think you can achieve it for a day or two, but then things will happen where it doesn't work as smoothly as you like, and you'll give up hope. And so the key is to set the goals first. You make the conscious decision to set the goal. You create the strategy, tactics, and process. And by the way, mistake number three that people make is that they think that they have to be the ones who develop the strategies, tactics, and process. Well, I can share with you, when I was 19 years old, I had no idea what a strategy was, what a tactic was, or a process for that matter. But I had a mentor who told me what to do to achieve the goals that I wanted to achieve. And because of him, I made $30,000 in 6 months. Then by learning how to develop better habits and learning to believe more in myself, I made $151,000 when I was 20 years old. Now I share that with you to help you understand, I've done this process. I still do this process every single day. I focus on what it is that I want. I look at the strategies and the tactics and the processes, and I ask myself a question. Will these help me get to where I want to go? And then I ask myself, are my habits, the things that I think about and the things that I do every day, moving me towards in a constructive way or moving me backwards in a destructive way compared to the goal that I want to achieve? So when you learn how to do this for yourself, you can take every day as an opportunity to get better and better and better and better. If you think of yourself as a musician or an athlete, or somebody who is, you know, really serious about an outcome, every day you focus on that craft. Every day you focus on getting better. Every day you focus on how you can, not why you can't or why you won't. And so When we talk about habits, that you know is your behavior of thought or your thought patterns on a consistent basis or your behavior of what you do. Beliefs are something a little bit more unique. Now, when I first started to study what are beliefs, where are beliefs, that's when my life absolutely changed, because what I realized is a belief is nothing more than a pattern. If you think about a software programmer, sits at his or her computer and they decide what's the coding that they need to create on the software so that the output in the computer would be consistent with what they want. So whether it's a financial software, whether it's one of the iPhone apps, whether it's a to-do list app that can take all the information and have the calculations in the background run consistently so that the result is predictable. Well, when we think about beliefs, what you believe about yourself is nothing more than a culmination of what your parents taught you, your teachers taught you, what you've experienced, and what you saw all around you. That means that a pattern in your brain was created, and once that pattern was created and reinforced over time, you started to have habits around those beliefs, and those habits created the strategies and tactics which causes your results. What I want you to do is reverse engineer all of this and change the process. That process is flawed. God gave you and I the amazing ability to set any goal we want. We, unlike, animals, we get to choose the goals that we want to trade our life for. And so instead of looking at your circumstances, your background, your education, your current beliefs and your current habits and all the evidence you have right now about what you should set as a goal, wipe that slate clean. That's part of your past that you can use as a hitch, as a way to catapult yourself to the next level. So what you do is you choose the goal that you want to achieve. You either create or get help to develop the strategies, the tactics, and to know what processes are for you to put in place. And here's what I can share with you. Just about every goal that you want to achieve, somebody's already done it. Somebody's already achieved the amount of income you want to achieve. Somebody's already, lost the weight that they want to lose. Somebody's already had a challenging relationship that's gotten better. Somebody's had zero spiritual connectedness that now feels connected to our Creator. Somebody's not given any of their time or money to charities that now is doing it. Somebody has not, achieved the goals in the past that are now achieving it, because the strategy and tactics are easy to find. The habits and their beliefs is really the key for being able to see the universe differently and behave differently in the universe. And so the key with the beliefs is you can choose your habits. You can choose your beliefs. If you think about this, if a belief is nothing more, than a pattern in your brain, why not create the beliefs you need to have in order to achieve those goals? Now, you may say, how should I do that? Well, let me share with you my story again with my mentor, Alan Brown. He had me set my goals in each area of my life, as I shared with you. He had me develop the strategies, tactics, and the process with his help. He then told me what I need to do every day in order to implement the strategies and tactics. And then what he did with me here changed my life. And what he did with me around the beliefs is every day I sat down on a chair. I don't have one here, so I can't do, but I sat down on a chair and I would look at my goals. I would look at them and I would actually touch them. I had them laminated. I would touch them and I would imagine in my mind that I was achieving those goals. I was actually looking and feeling as if that was already real. And I started to read all the goals every day. And then I read them with emotion. And then I closed my eyes and I visualized them with emotion. And at the beginning, what I can share with you is there was a tennis match in my own head, you know, saying that's not true, you're not achieving those goals, you're not smart enough, you didn't go to school, you're not good enough, you don't deserve to achieve these goals, what do you think you are, like this is a waste of time. I had all of this negative talk for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then I started to behave differently. I started to attract more good things into my life, the tools, the resources, the people, the business, the money. I started to exercise more. I started to take better care of myself. And one good habit developed into many other good habits. One of the things that we know from the latest neuroscience research is that when you take on a little goal every day and you achieve it and you win, like just writing your goals down and reviewing it every day, you set up a win response system in your brain. And when you win a little bit, then you tend to want to do a little bit more. And so what Alan Brown did for me that was magical, that'll help you, is he created a habit of consistency. A habit of consistency. So I did a little bit for the first month, and a little bit more the next month, and a little bit more the next month, and I started to have a compounding effect on my results. So a little bit every day of the right thinking and a little bit every day of the right behavior starts to create a new belief. And if you create that new belief that you are smart enough, you are good enough, you deserve to achieve success, you have all the intelligence to achieve success, and you read that every day, and you emotionalize it every day, and you ingrain it into the implicit part of your brain, that's when you start to believe it from the inside out. And when you start to believe it from the inside out, guess what happens? You start to see different things in your physical world. You start to feel differently, and more importantly, you start to take actions in ways you've never taken actions before. Now, if you want to earn 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times more income, I know it's possible for you because you wouldn't have that goal and that desire, the sire of the Father within you if you also didn't have the ability to achieve it. But what I can promise you is you cannot expect, realistically, to set a big goal and not change some of what's holding you back. And what I can share with you what's holding you back is some of your strategies and tactics just aren't the right ones. Some of your habits suck. They're terrible. Some of you don't believe in yourself, let alone believe that it's possible. And if you want to achieve these goals, see, if you are committed to achieving these goals, then you have to take the next part of this, and you've got to discover what your big why is. Why is it important for you to achieve those goals? See, for me, I had several important big whys. Number one, I didn't want to live my life the way I saw my parents live their lives. They were unhappy, miserable, broke most of their lives. They had enough money just to pay the rent and pay for food and pay for the expenses for a car and nothing more. And I wanted more. I don't know why, but I wanted to be more, have more, do more, see more, explore more. I wanted more for my children. I started working when I was 8 years old. I worked delivering newspapers. I worked at the local department store. I worked pressing clothes at the dry cleaners. I worked in a pharmacy. I worked at delivering groceries on my bicycle with a basket in the front. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Why? To make money so that I could have a little bit of candy money and things to be able to enjoy my life a little bit better. Now, I say this to you because for me, I had a big enough why back then. Today, my why is totally different than it was back then. I've got more than enough for myself. Now it's a matter of making a bigger difference in the world and utilizing my life the way God intended me to live my life, and more importantly, to use my talents to help others so that my life has more purpose and meaning. So my big why now is to take my gifts and my talents and share them with the world. What's your big why? See, because when I think about what I do, I get to do this. I love my life, and I want you to love your life in every area: health, wealth, relationships, career, business, spirituality, contribution, charity, legacy. That's what your life is meant to be like. It's not meant to be sitting on the sidelines watching life pass you by. It's not meant to be, you know, feeling insecure or not good enough or not smart enough. It's not meant to be feeling like you're not achieving your life's goals and dreams. It's meant for you to live your life until you're thoroughly used up. I want to die being thoroughly used up in a good way so that I know that I served my purpose for my life with the unique abilities and talents that I have. Now, you've got unique abilities and you've got unique talents, and it's your job to express those unique abilities the way you're intended to. And so for you, set those big, grandiose goals. Create the strategies, tactics, and the process, and get help doing it. Develop the habits, okay, by understanding what are the triggers that cause you to do certain things, what's your daily routine, and what's the reward for maintaining that routine. All I want you to do is understand the trigger, change the routine, and then still get the reward. Then you develop the beliefs that you need to develop. And how do you develop those? Write them down. Hop onto my Facebook page. I put a new belief and affirmation there every day. Sit down every day, read your goals. Make sure your strategies and tactics are in place. Make sure that your habits, what you do, line up with the goals that you want to achieve. And then what you do is you take the beliefs and you insert them through affirmations, visualization, meditation, precision hypnosis. There are 8 or 9 proven methodologies that you can use to get the beliefs in there at the implicit level so that you can start to think and behave the way you want to. And then one of the things that's critical if you want the law of attraction to work is you've got to have coherence. Now, what is coherence? Coherence is where every part of your being, your beliefs, your habits, your why, your strategies, tactics, and your goals are all aligned. You have your conscious goals and desires matched up and meshed with your unconscious, implicit desires. When you have coherence between what you want and what you feel and how you vibrate, that is the way to evoke or invoke the law of attraction or law of resonance. I promise you that I'd share with you how do you attract the tools, the resources, and the people that you need. It's through coherence. When you set a big goal, when you have a big why and you're enthusiastic, and you have the right plans, and you have the habits and the beliefs, guess what? You're unstoppable. That's when you start to attract everything. See, you don't attract what you need. You attract what you are. And when you become what it is that you want to achieve, you do the exact same thing that a Hollywood actor or actress does when he or she gets a script and doesn't believe anything about the script initially, and then through practice, drilling, and rehearsing every day with emotion, okay, they become that script. And their why might be because they're getting paid $10 million to do it. But I would imagine that their bigger purpose or their bigger why is because they might win an Academy Award. It's their life purpose and meaning to be able to bring out stories and people and characters to life in a way that evoke an emotional response in other people. They get into total coherence with the role. If you want to achieve any goal in your life, you have to develop the ability to get into 100% coherence and be and own that role. Now, I've promised you a couple things. Why the biggest goals that you have are too small? Well, the reason I say the biggest goals that you have are too small is because you're not using all of your God-given abilities. When you understand how to use your brain to the best of its abilities, when you understand how to develop the strategies and the tactics, and you develop the habits and the beliefs, that's when you can set any goal you choose and tap into this universal intelligence that is giving you life right now and is giving you everything that you have in your life right now. Highly successful people tune in to the frequencies of all the information, the people, the resources that they need in order to achieve their goals. No matter what your goal is right now, it's way too small. And my wish and my hope for you is really that you take your life and you make it the masterpiece that only you know what that means. And so you have a vision for your life. You have goals, you have dreams. What I want to do is be a part of helping you achieve those dreams so you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, and you do it in a way that is effective, do it in a way that's proven by science, and more importantly, you do it in a way that'll give you the pride and the feeling that your life has purpose and meaning.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. To deepen your understanding of managing fear and uncertainty, don't miss John Assaraf's upcoming event, How to Manage Fear and Uncertainty in Tough Times. Register today by clicking the link in the show notes.